We're looking today at a psalm, Psalm 80. I'll read verses 1 to 3. Give ear, O shepherd of Israel, you who lead Joseph like a flock, you who dwell between the cherubim, shine forth before Ephraim, Benjamin, and Manasseh. Stir up your strength and come and save us. Restore us, O God, cause your face to shine, and we shall be saved. The setting of this psalm is that of the wilderness wanderings of the people of Israel. God had brought them out of Egypt and led them to the promised land. But after coming to the promised land, they disobeyed God and wandered away from him. And this psalm is the cry of the lost sheep of Israel for the shepherd to find the nation again, to have mercy upon the nation. It's a lament for lost privileges. God had led them out of Egypt like a shepherd. We read about it in Psalm 105, verse 37 to 39. He also brought them out with silver and gold, and there was none feeble among his tribes. Egypt was glad when they departed, for the fear of them had fallen upon them. He spread a cloud for a covering and fire to give light in the night. There were arrangements made for the journey as well. God had prescribed in great detail the order in which they were to set forth for the promised land. In the book of Numbers, chapter 10, in Numbers chapter 10, in great detail, the Lord commanded the setting forth for the promised land. Numbers 10, beginning at verse 14. The standard of the camp of the children of Judah set out first according to their armies. Over their army was Nachshon, the son of Amminadab. Over the army of the tribe of the children of Issachar was Netanel, the son of Zuar. And over the army of the tribe of the children of Zebulun was Eliab, the son of Helon. And so on to the end of the chapter. There were 12 tribes, and they were to set out in sets of 3 tribes at a time. The first set of 3 we've just read about, and then following the first set of 3, verse 17, then the tabernacle was taken down, and the sons of Gershon and the sons of Merari set out carrying the tabernacle. They dismantled their camps and set out for the promised land. 3 tribes went in front, and then the priests and the Levites dismantled the tabernacle and carried it in the midst of the other tribes. In the middle of this arrangement of 12 tribes, there was the ark that occupied their travels. In Numbers 10, verse 35 and 36, so it was whenever the ark set out that Moses said, rise up, O Lord, let your enemies be scattered, and let those who hate you flee before you. And when it rested, he said, return, O Lord, to the many thousands of Israel. The ark was the gold-lined wooden chest in which were stored the Ten Commandments in two tablets, and the lid of the ark was a golden lid called the mercy seat. It was from this mercy seat that God spoke to Moses. He said to Moses, I will commune with you from off the mercy seat which is upon the ark. In Numbers chapter 6, the priests also had a blessing for their people. God commanded a blessing for his people in Numbers 6, verse 22 to 27. Numbers 6, verse 22. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to Aaron and his sons, saying, This is the way you shall bless the children of Israel. Say to them, The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. So they shall put my name on the children of Israel, and I will bless them. So God went in the midst of his traveling people in setting out of the tribes with the tabernacle in the middle of the tribes as they marched to the promised land. The first three verses of Psalm 80 are a prayer. Give ear, O shepherd of Israel, you who lead Joseph like a flock, you who dwell between the cherubim, shine forth. Before Ephraim, Benjamin, and Manasseh, stir up your strength and come and save us. Restore us, O God. Cause your face to shine, and we shall be saved. Even the title of the psalm has value, has significance. It was a psalm set to the lilies, a testimony of Asaph. It was one of three psalms which have the heading of setting of lilies. In verse 1, the psalm writer begs the Lord to shepherd them again. Give ear, O shepherd of Israel, you who lead Joseph like a flock. And the reference to Joseph is because when the priests and the tribes dismantled the tabernacle, three tribes followed it from behind, and they were the three tribes associated with Joseph: Benjamin, Ephraim, and Manasseh. Benjamin was Joseph's brother. Ephraim and Manasseh were Joseph's two sons. And these three tribes, Ephraim, Benjamin, and Manasseh, followed behind the ark as it was carried by the priests and the Levites. Verse 3, Restore us, O God, cause your face to shine, and we shall be saved. The priestly blessing was, The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. Here are Israel, a lost sheep, because of their disobedience. They were in a spiritual wilderness, and they were asking for the priestly blessing to be repeated to them. Cause your face to shine, and we shall be saved. They needed the help of the shepherd, because sheep who are lost are very clever at being lost, but they have no idea of how to go home. Even unclean animals like donkeys could find their way back to their owners, but the sheep, when they were lost, could not find their way home, and all they could do was to cry for the shepherd, to call for him until he hears them and comes to their rescue. So it is a prayer. Give ear, O Shepherd of Israel, you who lead Joseph like a flock. In the following verses from verse 4 to 16, there is a lament. The psalm writer is lamenting the fact that their sins had alienated themselves from their good shepherd. The Lord had provoked them beyond endurance. Verse 4 of Psalm 80, O Lord God of hosts, how long will you be angry against the prayer of your people? You have fed them with the bread of tears and given them tears to drink in great measure. You have made us a strife to our neighbors, and our enemies laugh among themselves. They knew that the Lord was angry with them. In Psalm 74 and verse 1 and 2. Psalm 74, verse 1 and 2. O God, why have you cast us off forever? Why does your anger smoke against the sheep of your pasture? Remember your congregation which you have purchased of old, the tribe of your inheritance which you have redeemed. The lost sheep is crying for the shepherd to rescue him. God was angry against their prayers, and they also mentioned that God had fed them with the bread of tears and given them tears to drink in great measure. A third affliction was in verse 6. You have made us a strife to our neighbors, and our enemies laugh among themselves. Israel was in disarray, and the scoffing enemy watched while they squabbled amongst themselves, and our enemies laugh among themselves. A second plea was in verse 7. Restore us, O God of hosts, cause your face to shine, and we shall be saved. Already in verse 3, he had prayed, restore us, O God, cause your face to shine. There's something in addition this time. Verse 7, restore us, O God of hosts. That's an addition to his prayer before, where he had just said, restore us, O God. This time he says, restore us, O God of hosts. The reason was that God is in control of the armies of the earth. God is able to control the enemy. He is able to control the malice and the harm that could be done to his people Israel. Isaiah chapter 5, verse 1 to 7. Let's look at that. Isaiah 5, verse 1. Now let me sing to my well-beloved a song of my beloved regarding his vineyard. My well-beloved has a vineyard on a very fruitful hill. He dug it up and cleared out its stones and planted it with the choicest vine. He built a tower in its midst and also made a wine press in it. So he expected it to bring forth good grapes, but it brought forth wild grapes. And that vine is the vine of Israel. Israel had not brought forth good grapes, even though everything had been done to see that, to ensure that she could, that the vine would bring forth ripe grapes. Verse 8 of Psalm 80. You have brought a vine out of Egypt. You have cast out the nations and planted it. You prepared room for it and caused it to take deep root, and it filled the land. Verse 12. Why have you broken down her hedges so that all who pass by the way pluck her fruit? Israel was at the mercy of her enemies. And so the prayer goes up the third time for God to return in mercy. Verse 14, Psalm 80, verse 14. Return, we beseech you, O God of hosts. Look down from heaven and see and visit this vine and the vineyard which your right hand has planted and the branch that you made strong for yourself. It is burned with fire, it is cut down, they perish at the rebuke of your countenance. That was the lament following the prayer in the first three verses. A lament that they were at the mercy of their enemies, and so they come to pray for the remedy. Verse 17 through 19. The remedy is not in themselves. The remedy is someone other than themselves. Verse 17. Let your hand be upon the man of your right hand, upon the son of man whom you made strong for yourself. Then we will not turn back from you. Revive us, and we will call upon your name. Restore us, O Lord God of hosts. Cause your face to shine, and we shall be saved. For the third time, he prays that God would cause his face to shine upon them. That is, that he would look upon them with approval and with compassion and with mercy. Their hope, their help did not lie in themselves, because they might correct their behavior this time round, but they might do it, they might again fall into sin and incur God's pleasure, displeasure once more. The help was in the man of their right hand. Verse 17, let your hand be upon the man of your right hand, upon the son of man whom you made strong for yourself. It is in the person of the Messiah that they were to be restored. We cannot restore ourselves when we have fallen into sin, and therefore Messiah came to do what we could not do for ourselves. Let's look at Isaiah chapter 59. Isaiah 59, beginning at verse 15. So truth fails, and he who departs from evil makes himself a prey. Then the Lord saw it, and it displeased him that there was no justice. He saw that there was no man, and wondered that there was no intercessor. Therefore his own arm brought salvation for him, and his own righteousness, it sustained him. There's the answer to this psalmist's prayer, let your hand be upon the man of your right hand. He is called the man of God's right hand, because he sits at God's right hand as our Redeemer, as our Savior, as the one who has obtained forgiveness for sinners. In Psalm 110, verses 1 and 2, the Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool. The Lord shall send the rod of your strength out of Zion. Rule in the midst of your enemies. The man of God's right hand is the one that can deal with the sin of his people and also deal with them deal with their enemies and free them from the cruelty of their enemies. Therefore, he is called the man of God's right hand. He's also called in verse 17, the son of man. Let your hand be upon the man of your right hand, upon the son of man whom you made strong for yourself. The Son of Man is no other than the Messiah himself. Let's look at Daniel chapter 7. In Daniel chapter 7 and verse 13, I was watching in the night visions, and behold, one like the Son of Man coming with the clouds of heaven. He came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him. Then to him was given dominion and glory and a kingdom, that all peoples, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom the one which shall not be destroyed. The remedy for our sins is in the words of the angel who spoke to Joseph, "Fear not to take Mary to you to wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. You shall call his name Yeshua, for it is he that shall save his people from their sins." So we come back to the prayer, "Revive us and we will call upon your name." Verse 18. Our deliverance depends on the success of our Redeemer, on his successful redemption for sinners. He has completely succeeded in his work of salvation, and on the cross the Lord Yeshua cried out, "It is finished." There's nothing we can add to our salvation. Jesus paid it all. All to him we owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. The full answer to these prayers is to be found in Yeshua, our Messiah. He is the prophet like Moses, whom God sent to deliver his people. The name of God is in him. He is the true vine, and we are the branches. He is the deliverer, and in him we have life. We close with Romans chapter 5. Let's look at Romans chapter 5, verses 14 to 18. Romans 5, verse 14 to 18. "Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over those who had not sinned according to the likeness of the transgression of Adam, who is a type of him who was to come. But the free gift is not like the offense. For if by the one man's offense many died, much more the grace of God and the gift by the grace of the one man, Yeshua Mashiach, abounded to many. And the gift is not like that which came through the one who sinned. For the judgment which came from one offense resulted in condemnation. But the free gift which came from many offenses resulted in justification. For if by one man's offense death reigned through the one, much more those who receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one, Yeshua Mashiach. Therefore, as through one man's offense judgment came on to all men, resulting in condemnation, even so through one man's righteous act the free gift came to all men, resulting in justification of life. Salvation through the blood, the death, and the resurrection of our holy Messiah, Yeshua of Nazareth." Shall we thank him together? Our loving Father, we thank you that in the loving wisdom of our God, when all was sin and shame, a second Adam to the fight and to the rescue came. We thank you for our Redeemer who has purchased our salvation through his own life, and we can say with thy servant Shaul, the life which we live by faith in the Son of God who loved us and gave himself for us, the Son of Man whom thou hast made strong for thyself, who has richly blessed us with an eternal salvation. We give you thanks in our Lord Yeshua's name. Amen.